Cow hugging is the latest health trend.
It is. What? How do you find a cow to hug?
Oh, there's cows everywhere. You got to move to the South. We got cows everywhere.
No one's tipping them anymore. Now they're just hugging them.
Yeah, you go up to a cow and you hug them. I guess they like that. I don't think that's a good idea to hug a cow because they're a big animal.
But are they friendly? Are they mean? Like I've never met a cow.
Cows are very relaxed animals and they don't fight. They don't get in trouble. You go to the field and...
I don't understand what they're saying.
She said cows are very nice animals. They don't get in trouble.
Okay.
Lay next to her or what you like. People think it's very relaxing.
Yeah, come to the fields, lay next to her. Give her a hug, do what you like.
I need closed captions.
People find it very relaxing.
Yeah, I need closed caption for everything in life now. I mean,
well, yeah, what's wrong with you? You've been going through this a lot lately. Well, you'll get somebody with like a thick New York accent or a thick Scottish accent. You're like, what are they saying? I'm like, I got this.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll interpret for you.
I started watching The Haunting thing on Netflix.
Let me guess. You cannot understand a word Peter is saying.
I can't understand a word anybody is saying in that show. I had to turn it off. I mean, it might be a great show. I don't know. But even the kids had stupid accents. I couldn't do it. I had to turn it off.
Well, the problem is they all had different accents. You're like, wait, how are you a family and from different places in England? I don't understand that. But so, well, just put on the closed captioning so you can read what they're saying.
I do. I have it on while I'm doing it. But you know what? It's not just if you're going to show it in England where a place, then you can have that accent. But if you're going to show it in Brooklyn, don't have the accent. Overdub it. Kind of like the old Japanese movies did. Just,
oh. where their mouths move and then the words come out later.
Yeah, get a girl from Brooklyn to come in there and redo it. Or if you're playing it in the South, you can get some hillbilly. Get a whole bunch of hillbillies in there to do it.
So I've been dream hopping it again. You know, I was like, next thing I know, I'm laying there. Boom, and then I'm dream hopping. Like, boom, I'm out. I'm in, I'm out. I don't know what's going on.
You should do every show targeted to wherever you're putting it. Netflix can do that pretty easily. But
that's a very good point. Like, you're right. Wherever it's broadcasting, that's the accent it should have. So if you're down in the South, it should be, Miss Hannah, I think you're just the best in the whole wide world. Why, Mister, I just think you're the best cook in the whole wide world. I think I'm in love with you.
Instead of getting hot tea, they should just give them iced tea.
Right.
Or cheer wine, you know, just make it like it's here. Instead of biscuits, you can have Krispy Kremes.
Yeah. And then, you know, depending on where you are in America, it's either pop, soda.
Right.
Or it's a sandwich, a hoagie, a hero, a grinder.
Yeah, because
just use all the local terminology.
Because I can't be expected to sit in the South and watch this show with this accent. I can't do it. It drives me insane. I'm focused on it. I can't focus on the story because I'm focused on the accent.
Well, the dude Peter is from Scotland. He has a very thick Scottish accent.
And he's always drunk, and I can't.
Yeah, so he's drunk, and he's slurring his words, and he's got a thick Scottish accent. I think most people are having that problem with him. I think that's one of the things I saw on Twitter. You know me, I dated half the UK, so I, you know, those accents, I hear them very easily because I spent so much time there. But so I had to interpret, my boyfriend and I were watching it, I had to interpret it for him. It's like, what's he saying? Because I hate the closed caption. I find it really distracting. So I had to interpret the entire show the entire time we were watching. It was not fun.
Okay, so I balance that out. Closed captioning is distracting, but the accents are way more distracting to me than the closed caption. So I weigh that out, and I play. But now I can't even lie, because when I watch Schitt's Creek, I put on a closed caption. So
it, you do?
Yeah, I mean, there is that. I put closed caption on for everything now.
How come? Oh, I
don't
hate closed caption. Wow.
I don't know. It's just, it's, because I'm always going, what'd he say? And now I can read it.
Is it because you're only half paying attention or because you're old and can't hear anything anymore?
Yes.
It's both. Okay.
But when you stick a really bad accent and many different accents, like you said, the guy's Scottish and then the other girl's from Wales or what.
Right.
I can't do it. It's overload. It's too much.
Well, okay. It's a short story that was turned into a very, very, very long 9-hour show. It could have been over in 2 episodes. Seriously, they really stretched it out, and you're like, oh, come on, this again?
Mm-hmm.
Just get to it. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of dialogue. Instead of just something happening, they talk about it. So Mike Flanagan is this guy. He's the one who created that. He also did the Haunting of Hill House. You know, he did that one also.
And I kind of like that because it didn't have stupid accents.
They love him at Netflix, but it's too talky. It's like watching a soap opera version of a horror story. It's almost like it takes away the horror, because the minute you're like, oh, good, some good horror stuff is happening, then they start talking about it and having a conversation. Then they take you back to the 1800s where it all began. You're like, no, just kill somebody.
Right. I want Jason to come in and the girl sitting on the log talking. I want Jason to kill one of them and chase the other. That's what I want.
Exactly. Don't just drag them in the lake. You don't need to, like, on the way to the lake, have 19 conversations and then have like a flashback to 10 more conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Just drag them in the lake. Just do it.
So I can't do it. I mean, when the kids started talking, I was out. You know, even the kids have the, I can't.
The funny thing is, how many of those people are American and don't really have British accents?
Oh,
it's like, you know,
even
you don't even have to talk like that. Just go ahead and talk in your regular voice, please.
Yeah, if House would have talked in his regular voice,
you would have never watched it.
I would have been one episode in.
Yeah, you
but
would have
he
seen 13 and went, she's hot, and that would have been the end of it for you.
Yeah, he can fake it. Let everybody else fake it.
Right.
And then if you're in California, you're like, dude. And then you can do that, you know, do that accent in California. And hell, when you're in Mexico, do it in Spanish.
Right, do it in Spanish, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.